As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, July the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you as we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com, and engage in our chat room discussions, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Received lots of nice cards, letters, and books this past week, and I thank you for that. Once again, here is a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM 10 Alampo, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Owensville, out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and all those Liberty Radios out there. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call and number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All of that contact information is available on the BecomeVocalLocal.com webpage, and you can also find our archives and so much more at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals this morning, tread water on dollar weakness. We'll go there, talk about that. Equity markets volatile. New York City, Lord Mayor Bloomberg, Council on Foreign Relations, disarmament, Einstein, Bertrand Russell, and a lot more along that line. Eric King, if we can get it in, we'll do a King World News interview. Felix Zuloff, we'll go there as well. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning, Wednesday, July the 21st, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up 50 cents at $1,192.70. It's risen from that point in the past hour, but at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago, it was up 50 cents at $1,192.70 an ounce for that beautiful golden metal. Silver up 14 cents at $17.84 a troy ounce. Platinum up $5 at $1,520. Palladium at $451, the low and the high in the gold spot market so far this morning. The low at $1,187.20. The high at $1,199, scratching on the door of $1,200 gold again this morning. But at $1,192.70, your gold is up year-to-year $245.10 for a 25.83% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price or fixed the price, it'd be a better way of looking at it, at $1,191.25. And we're a buck and change above that now. We'll be right back. Much more to come on today's broadcast. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, July the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. That's my little website up there, becomevocallocal.com. You can jump in there and join the chat room discussion already in progress. Of course, you can call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. So much on the browser today. Let's go back into our market report and close that out for this morning. Again, we find gold trading at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. About 1 hour ago in New York City, up 50 cents at 1,192.70. Silver was up 14 cents at $17.84 an ounce. Platinum up $5 at $15.20. Palladium at $451. The SPDR gold shares pairs off about 6.08 metric tons of their gold holdings, coming down to 1,308.13 metric tons for a value on the street at these spot prices of $49.74 billion. $49.74 billion in the SPDR gold shares this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 76 yesterday at 10,230. The NASDAQ was up 24 at 2,222. The S&P 500 up 12, closing at 1,083. The crude oil this morning moves up strongly, up 79 cents for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. This morning trading in Oklahoma, Oklahoma at $78.37 a barrel. The U.S. dollar index this morning, the USDX, you can find out all about that at the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, theice.com, moves up 20 basis points and trades at 82.98, 82.98 in the U.S. dollar index. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian loonie this morning exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 96 cents U.S., up 51 basis points. The Mexican peso virtually unchanged at 8 cents U.S. The euro off 53 basis points, went backing down again below that $1.31 level it had yesterday. This morning, off 51 basis points, 53, excuse me, at $1.28. The British pound losing 10 basis points, trades at $1.53 against the U.S. dollar, and the Swiss franc exchanges at 95 cents, losing a little ground with the Canadian loonie, but up 27 basis points nonetheless at 95 cents U.S. In the bond market, the two-year yield on the U.S. Treasuries is 0.58%. Nothing to write home about there, folks. The 10-year is at 2.96%, and the 30-year yielding out at 3.99%. In the mortgage market, the fixed rates, the 15-year fixed mortgage, and I would strongly recommend that if you're in the market for a mortgage, if you find anyone to extend it to you, that you look at the 15-year mortgage, get it out of the way, pay off your debts in half the time, and really at a better interest rate. This morning, the 15-year mortgage is being offered at 4.09%, down from 4.16% a month ago, and the 30-year mortgage, this is all should completely wrong, but it shouldn't be like this, but it is anyway, the 30-year mortgage at a higher interest rate at 4.63%, down from 4.8% a month ago, so just take advantage of those 15-year mortgages while they're available at that rate, if you can find one. This is a little bit of news continuing along in our financial basket here off the Bloomberg website. We're going to go in and excoriate Mr. Bloomberg today. I hope you'll pay tune for that. I mean, it's going to be interesting to find out about his Council on Foreign Relations relationship and all of that. But this article off the Bloomberg website, new news, July the 21st, Kate Anderson Brower writing for Bloomberg, Obama will sign the biggest overhaul of financial rules since the Great Depression. The usurper today signs into law the greatest overhaul of the U.S. financial regulatory system since the Great Depression, calling it, quote, the strongest consumer financial protections in history. Well, Barry, time will tell. How are you going to protect us? I don't know. I'm not looking for any protection. Just get out of my life. In excerpts of the usurper's remarks released by the White House ahead of a signing ceremony, ceremonial indeed, the president, well, you can call him that, the usurper praised the law's creation of a Consumer Protection Bureau to write and enforce rules for banks on credit card and mortgage lending. These protections, here's the quote, these protections will be enforced by a new consumer watchdog with just one job, looking out for people. Not big banks, not lenders, not investment houses, close quote, he said, according to the prepared remarks. In other words, he didn't say it, he just said it. Quote, that's not just good for consumers, that's good for the economy. Well, put any kind of a spin you want on it. The usurper is scheduled to sign the legislation into law this morning at the Ronald P. McDonald House. No, the Ronald Reagan building. That's it. Ronald McDonald. They'll go there for a happy meal after the signing, probably. You know, Barry will be bringing the hamburgers out to everyone and serving up the shakes and soft drinks. But the usurper is scheduled to sign this piece of dreadful draconian legislation into law this morning at the Ronald Reagan building, a few blocks from the White House. Ronnie's probably spinning in his grave. The administration will then begin writing the rules and set up the agencies to enforce the new law. Went all through that Top Secret America, Washington Post article yesterday. You see the incredible amount of agencies set up for home scam security. Well, here's going to be another agency set up. I guess we're going to be putting America back to work here. The Senate voted 60-39 to rewrite the rules governing Wall Street firms, ending a year of partisan debates over strengthening protections for consumers and investors. The legislation designed to prevent a repeat of the 2008 financial crisis was approved by the House last month. And then it goes on, talks about the 2,300-page regulatory overhaul and so on and so forth. Well, here's a little bit more of a giveaway. Doesn't seem like they really care. I guess they're just creating it out of nothing. They might as well give it to anybody. But off of Bloomberg, new news again. The Senate is set to approve the extension of U.S. unemployment benefits for millions. This Brian Fehler writing for Bloomberg. The Senate is preparing to approve an extension of unemployment aid to millions of Americans after the seating of the late Senator Robert Byrd's successor gave Democrats the last vote needed to advance the measure. Oh, God almighty. The Senate voted 60-40 yesterday to end a filibuster by Republicans who objected that the bill would add to the federal deficit. And no doubt, the chamber will take a final vote as soon as today. The measure also requires approval by the House. The $34 billion bill has been held up for weeks by Republicans demanding that the Democrats find savings elsewhere in the budget to keep it from adding to the shortfall. The Dems, one vote short of the 60 needed to advance the bill, decided to wait for Cart Goodwin, C-A-R-T-E, Cart Goodwin of West Virginia to take office. Quote, "It's such an honor to come to the United States Senate and fill the seat occupied by Senator Byrd." Get a new bird in the chair, I guess. Goodwin, 36, this fellow has lots of experience, you can tell, young man that he is, now in the United States Senate at the age of 36. He was a former aide to West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin. Doesn't say whether he has any business experience, but I guess he knows how to politic. He said yesterday after casting the decisive vote, "But to come on my first day and my first vote and help out millions of Americans, well, it's really quite an honor." No doubt it is. Well, pick it up right there after these words from our sponsors.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we'll just keep mixing up politics and finance here for a moment or two. This off of Bloomberg once again. Rivals for U.S. tax panel chairmanship escalate gifts for fellow Democrats. This article written by Orion J. Dunmoyer, New News. Representative Richard Neal and Senator Levin have stepped up their campaign contributions to other Democrats as they compete for leadership of the tax writing U.S. House Ways and Means Committee. You hear what I'm saying? This article is very revealing. Basically, what it is that these two gentlemen, Neal and Levin, competing for the chairmanship of the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee, are willing to dig deep into their own treasure chests and dole out millions to fellow Democrats to buy plenty of support for their nomination. The two lawmakers have given fellow Democrats about $1 million between this election cycle, with about 70% coming since March, when New York panel representative Charles Rangel stepped down as the head of the panel. Federal Election Commission records show their contributions since March alone match or exceed the amount they donated in the 2008 cycle. Neal of Massachusetts has given about $410,000 to other candidates for the 2010 election. How charitable, wouldn't you say? How charitable of one politician to dip into his big box and dump out so much largesse. And Levin of Michigan, the panel's acting chairman, has donated about $570,000. At stake is the helm, or control, of the panel that controls tax and trade policy and oversees about a third of all federal spending, including the Social Security and Medicare programs. Levin and Neal are doing whatever they can to put themselves in position to be chairman in the next Congress, said former Representative Bill Archer, a Texas Republican who headed the Ways and Means panel from 1995 to 2001. Quote, my guess is Nancy Pelosi is tightening the pressure on all of her chairmen and subcommittee chairmen and aspirants to increase their contributions, close quote. The donations aimed at helping Democrats mitigate losses in the November midterm elections may influence party leaders, including House Speaker Pelosi of California, who would choose a permanent chairman next year should Democrats retain control of the chamber. Analysts said, you remember, she said to the gentleman, I've worked so hard for this position, for this title. Please call me Senator, not ma'am. Technology, labor. Neal, 61, represents a district near Boston headquarters of Fidelity Investments that contains insurance and high-tech interests. That would be his constituents, right? Levin, 78 years old. He's still in Congress. Levin, 78 years old. From the industrial Detroit's northeast suburb, has pursued policies backed by labor unions that include higher taxes on private equity firm executives and ending a tax-saving technique favored by Verizon Communications. The article continues, gets into Rangel's dangle and everything else. We don't need to go there. Let's go over here instead and take a look at some more stuff and nonsense. This is how the military-industrial complex gets by. U.S. drug war aid to Mexico lags promises as violence rages and damps growth. Boy, you must have stayed up all night to write that headline. Jonathan Levin, imagine he's Irish. The U.S. government has delivered only about 9% of the $1.6 billion in drug war aid promised to Mexico and Central America, as Mexican executives say increasing violence is the greatest threat to the economy. The U.S. government, again, has delivered only about 9% of the $1.6 billion in drug war aid promised to Mexico and Central America. And we have unemployed people all across America trying to deal and respond with this illegal alien invasion, and we're giving billions and billions and billions to other countries. U.S. agencies were forced to delay delivering training and equipment. I don't know whether the Mossad was involved in that training or not. Maybe Blackwater and some of the other boys. Training and equipment included in the 2008 Merida Initiative, Merida, M-E-R-I-D-A Initiative, because they lack staff and funding. The U.S. Government Accountability Office, of course they're never accountable, they just do the accounting, said in a report a draft of which was provided by the Office of Congressman Elliot Engel, Chairman of the House of Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on the Western Hemisphere. The GAO will present a report and testimony before Congress today. Shortfalls in U.S. assistance hurts Mexican President Felipe Calderon. His fight against organized crime, said Adam Isaacson. Isaacson. That name kind of has a rather... Well, never mind, Will. Senior associates at the Washington Office on Latin America, a human rights policy and a research group. Armed groups in northern Mexico murdered political candidates in this year's elections and have expanded their tactics, including detonating a car bomb in Ciudad Juarez last week. Well, I guess if there's $1.6 billion in drug war aid out there, there's certainly plenty of incentive for false flag drug war terror, isn't there? I think so. And you wouldn't be surprised, but you'll find it elsewhere around the world. This is a rather interesting parallel article. Again, off Bloomberg, why go anywhere else? Steve Scherer, S-C-H-E-R-E-R, Mafia money laundering profits swell in the crisis. This new news for Bloomberg. The Mafia, I don't know whether that's the Kosher Nostra or the Cosa Nostra, but we'll find out in the article. The Mafia has cranked up money laundering activities in Italy after the credit crunch prompted banks to stop lending, leaving a funding gap that criminal capital has filled, according to the Bank of Italy. That wouldn't be any of the trillions of dollars that have gone missing from the Federal Reserve, would it? The crisis, here's a quote, has given organized crime room to thrive because access to credit has been become more difficult. So you tighten up the credit there, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. You run it down to about 0.25%. You cap out the the discount right there at 3.25%, you just move it along here, and it's good for business if you happen to be in the family. Yeah, the crisis has given organized crime room to thrive because access to credit has become more difficult, said Anna Marie Tarantola, the central bank's deputy general director, in a July 12th interview in her Rome office. Whether she can see St. Peter's from her office window. Whoever holds large amounts of cash, like crime groups in the Vatican, can make investments that aren't possible for others. They can now invest in fully legal businesses. I guess whoever said that heroin doesn't pay doesn't know what they're talking about. The central bank's financial intelligence unit, if they can locate that unit, we'd like to tap into some of their intelligence, tracked 15,000 suspicious transactions in the first half of 2010, up 52% from a year earlier, and exceeding the total for all of 2008, said Tarantola, who's in charge of banking oversight. So I would imagine that our all the spy services in the America that's been built up over the last decade, they're all involved in monitoring all of these transactions, and they're going to be looking at your transactions, too, and we'll see how that comes up. Money laundering occurs when criminals hide illegal income by funneling it through legitimate channels, you know, like corporate payola. Last year, investors seized Rome's Café de Paris, famous for its appearances in Federico Fellini's 1960 film La Dolce Vita, alleging it was owned by the Calabrian Narragansett Mafia. Sicily's Cosa Nostra Mafia has been using supermarket chains it owns for similar purposes. Get those groceries, folks. Get them now. Would you like paper, plastic, or a body bag?
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And then we have returned right here on our Wednesday, July the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. One of our chatters and listeners to the broadcast sent me a link to a King World News broadcast. I wanted to play a little bit of an interview from Felix Zuloff. I have changed computers in the past 6 months, as most of you know, and this computer with the Windows 7 is not as compatible at all for doing these broadcasts as was my previous older Windows computer. And so I would ask that the listeners in the chat room listen carefully, and if we need to adjust the volume up or down, let me know. And if it's not working properly, we'll just drop it and go right back to the news basket. But this is a rather interesting interesting take on things financial from May the 28th, an interview by Eric King of King World News with a gentleman named Felix Zuloff. Let's see see if this works and play the clip.
This is King World News. I'm Eric King, and you're about to hear an extraordinary interview with Felix Zuloff, who has been a Barron's Roundtable panelist member for over two decades. Investors have only read about Felix in Barron's because he simply does not give interviews outside of Barron's, but Felix was kind enough to give us his thoughts on where we are at this critical stage of history in this exclusive for King World News listeners. Remember to go to our homepage at kingworldnews.com for more interviews, where this week we have the legendary Pierre Lassonde, former CEO of Newmont Mining and current chairman of Franco-Nevada, as well as Stephen Leeb, so well known for his excellent market calls. Joining us today is world-renowned money manager Felix Zuloff, who has been a Barron's Roundtable panelist for over 20 years. Felix, you have been correctly bullish on gold for many years. What do you see as gold's role in today's economic climate? Is it becoming globally recognized once again as the ultimate currency?
Well, it seems so. I think we are living in a time where we are going through many crises, but the common denominator of these crises is really that the industrialized countries, virtually all of them, have too much debt outstanding relative to the size of the economy. And Greece was really the case showing the world that we cannot go any further than that. In a way, we have been living in a fiction for the last 20 years or so, that we thought we could borrow ourselves into sustainable prosperity and going more and more into debt and living a life that we cannot really finance out of our own income. And Greece was the case where the country had no means to manipulate its own currency because they are part of a monetary union. And therefore, the private capital markets showed them that they think they are bankrupt and they are not going to finance them anymore. And in a way, in a matter of a few weeks, really, the private capital markets told the same story about Spain, Portugal, Italy, etc., etc. And all of a sudden, it seems that the world is realizing that we do have a problem that is unmanageable and we cannot continue the way we used to live. And all of a sudden, serious doubts about the validity and the soundness of our currencies have arisen. And therefore, a lot of big money investors have realized that they need to hide in a currency that has no liabilities and it cannot be created out of thin air just by pushing a button or writing a note or whatever by central banks. And that's what is so bullish about the gold. Gold I see not as a commodity, but as the ultimate currency, a currency that cannot be increased without working hard and getting it out of the ground. And it has proven its test over thousands of years. And I think a lot of investors are moving towards gold to try to get rescue out of this serious and complicated situation we are in financially. And therefore, I do believe that the ongoing bull market in gold, which is really a bear market in all the other currencies, will continue for a number of more years. And I cannot tell where it will end, but it should be certainly much higher than where it trades now.
And there you go, folks. Felix Zuloff, the member of a Barron's Roundtable for over 20 years. And this man is not a gold broker. He's not selling you on gold and silver products. He's telling you the state of the world as he sees it. And Eric King always brings out some of the best people up on King World News. If you want to find that interview and so many others, there's another one that was released yesterday that was a very important interview as well. You might jump up and check on that to get a better perspective. When I do the market reports each and every morning, I'm not here trying to encourage you to do anything. Buy, sell stocks, bonds, gold shares, precious metals. the purpose of the broadcast in the first segments, the market reports, and the focus on the market news is to let you know that things are not going to continue as they were. We're moving into an entirely new economic climate. All new rule sets are going to be developed, and you're going to need to be paying very close attention to what comes down the pike. The reason why I always include, and I was one of the first to do it, this SPDR gold shares, is that when you have a concentration of gold, whether they can actually put their hands on it or not, in the vicinity of 1,308 metric tons, valued at $49.74 billion, that can be traded on the internet, exchange traded, whether you're using front running or algorithms or anything else, it can affect global markets instantaneously. Between the time the broadcast begins and the time the broadcast ends, the bottom can be pulled right out of the marketplace. And again, Felix just underlines what I've been saying for many months since I began on Become Vocal Local on another network 2 years ago. And this is this insane idea of the Keynesian School of Economics, where you actually, our finances, our educators, our economists, actually, somehow or another, falsely believe that they can spend their way into prosperity. But the spending's not going to stop until such time as we're able to get inside of these established political party systems and pull them down. Well, here's a little bit more about smuggling cocaine. Italy's economy, again, Felix mentioned Italy as one of the pigs. Italy's economy, Europe's fourth biggest, and in trouble, by the way, shrank more than 5% last year, and the central banks forecast growth of 1% for 2010. Bank lending slowed in 2008 and 2009, and central bank governor Mario Draghi said July the 15th during a speech to Italy's banking association that, quote, demand for credit is increasing, but there's the impression that for many businesses, especially the small ones, demand isn't being fully satisfied. And so more and more people are looking to black markets and organized crime in order to finance their businesses. And while they're doing that, Codex Alimentarius marches on. The National Animal Identification System marches on. All of this various and sundry specious biofuels and sustainable development nonsense marches on as door after door after door is closed. The smart grid extends across America. Continuing, mob arrests have underscored the growing role of the mafia and money laundering in the legal economy. A sweep against the, Italy's wealthiest organized crime group netted more than 300 suspects last week and showed how the organization has taken root around Milan, the country's financial capital. Today, authorities sought 65 alleged gang members near Milan and in Calabria for drug trafficking, extortion, and usury, and seized assets worth 250 million euros. Now, as this article, which is lengthy, continues, they're going to start painting a very bleak picture, or a bad picture, about the use of larger bills. And here's that section of the article. Big bills facilitate money laundering since they make large sums of cash easier to hide and transport. Now, in some places, they have, like the Bank of Canada has a $1,000 bill. The euro, there's a 500 euro note. You know, we're basically stuck with $100 bills, but I suppose that if you knew who to ask and who to pay for, you might be able to get some of those other notes. But there are other notes out there, too. There's also the U.S. money, and that's different from the Federal Reserve notes, the U.S. notes. But that's a story for another day. Let's jump over here. And see this one. I think I had one more mafia news. Let's see if we can find it. And no, I don't see it. Yes, U.S. drug war aid got that done. Okay, let's jump up to this one. Do a brief notice on Bloomberg's take on BP. BP rises after agreeing on a $7 billion sale of fields to Apache. We've been reporting on this the last couple of days. Apache Corporation. Here's the article. Brian Swint, writing for Bloomberg. Well, we'll have to pick up Brian Swint's article right after these words from our sponsors. Mm-hmm.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again, sliding into the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast. Your calls are always welcome at 866-841-1065. Got a little BP news on the browser here. And then we're going to jump into the Council on Foreign Relations and start looking at Michael Bloomberg and other issues. Lots of stuff, and we've got a lot of material to go into yet today, but your calls are always welcome. Again, 866-841-1065. BP rises after agreeing on the $7 billion sale of fields to Apache. BP climbed as much as 4% and traded at 402.65 pence as of 10:20 a.m. local time. The stock is down 39% since the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded on April the 20th, blah, blah, blah. Heard that 1,000 times. You know, if you go in and you take a look at the top and look at the comments coming out of the corporate board, if you will, this oil catastrophe, as Robert Chauder calls it, a catastrophe, this oil catastrophe in the Gulf is just ho-hum. You know, we got 1,000 wells drilling deep down there, and this is kind of like, you know, just another Three-Mile Island incident. We get the best lessons that we've learned out of this, and we apologize, and we're very sorry, and then we move forward. That's all it's going to come to, I can assure you that. Europe's largest oil producer by volume said last month it had sold $10 billion of assets to raise cash for the $20 billion fund demanded by the usurper to compensate victims of the oil spill. BP said yesterday it plans to sell assets in Pakistan and Vietnam, and the company was said to be in talks with Apache earlier this week about selling half of its stake in Alaska's Prudhoe Bay oil field. Here's a quote. "It's a nice tidying up of the portfolio," close quote, said Ian Armstrong, an analyst at Brewin Dolphin Limited, which oversees more than $31 billion in Lundin, including BP shares. Quote, "If they could get rid of Vietnam and Pakistan assets as well, even better," close quote. Apache will buy BP's Permian Basin holdings in Texas and southeast New Mexico and gas properties in western Canada, London-based BP said yesterday after the close of trading. BP also agreed to sell exploration concessions in Egypt. Well, there's that. In the meantime, BP to keep damaged Gulf oil wells sealed today. New news, Jim Poulsen and Allison Bennett writing for Bloomberg. BP PLC will keep its damaged Gulf of Mexico well sealed today because there's no evidence of a leak that it could erupt into another gusher like the one that caused the largest U.S. oil spill, back to the spill again, the government said. The government. That would be the government of the United States, all caps. Would that be U period S period? Would that be U.S.? What government are we talking about? Are we talking about the shadow government we spoke of earlier this week? Perhaps. Pressure inside the well has slowly risen to 6,834 pounds per square inch since BP sealed it on July the 15th, considerably higher than 1,500 psi or 600 psi, but nevertheless, it's far lower than some of the wild wag pulled from the air numbers that we've heard in the last 90 days, okay? 60 to 100,000 PSI, we've been hearing things like that, which is total balderdash. Anyway, pressure inside the well's risen since BP sealed it on July the 15th, indicating that oil and gas is not being forced out elsewhere in the well bore. A seabed natural gas leak about 3 kilometers away is from an abandoned well, the National Incident Commander Thad Allen said on a telephone conference yesterday. BP is working on a plan to pump mud into the top of the well, which is to be permanently plugged from the bottom with cement via relief well next month, Allen said. And I saw somewhere on the web, and I could probably get it in my bookmarks file, that the relief well number one was within just a couple of meters of intersection. They may be holding off until the other one catches up. But it seems to me that they're very much ready to attempt killing this well. The plan must take into consideration a storm that's building to the east, and they can't slow the drilling of the relief well, he said. If it's approved, there's a 100% chance we'll go ahead with it, blah, 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 working in tandem. So much more on all of that. Let's jump over here. I'm going to have to check this. I failed to do it yesterday. Yeah, here we go. We got all kinds of callers. Let's go to a call and go live to Ed in Louisiana. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Will. Thank you for taking my call. Look, I come across an article, and it came from Numismaster, and it's about the $600 sale of any gold coins or silver coins will take place. You have to file a 1099. Before, corporations didn't have to do that, but this is going to be effective January 1st, 2012.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, we had spoken before. Okay, we had spoken before about an event that's supposed to occur in November of 2011 on the gold trading through computers. Did you remember us discussing that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm the first person to bring it out. The idea that the SPDR gold shares in their prospectus has a target date of 11/11/11 should raise the hair of everybody. And yes, yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, I reported on that numismatics article. And you're absolutely right. These 1099 filings will put a real bind, not on all of the people, as Felix, the interview that I played, is saying, are going, basically what they say in the gold business is they're piling into gold. All of the people that used to be gold bears are becoming gold bulls and moving some of their asset, their portfolio, into gold. But this little 1099 wrinkle really throws a wrench in that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just wondering, do you think this is a ploy to try to implement a gold standard? And do you think that that's going to be a good idea, that if they are successful in that, considering that this gold standard is what's kept us in slavery? I don't know. Do you think that's a good idea, the way they're manipulating the markets to close out at the end of this period that's beginning with 2012 and all the things that have been said about 2012 and all that's going on? I like to think that this is all fabricated and that they're trying to prompt us into something. But what happens at 11-11-11 and what happens at beginning in 2012 are going to be really important to the whole world as far as recession or depression or succession in life and everything that's going to happen after that. So I just wanted to call in and see what your views would be on that as far as re-implementing the gold standard and whether it'd be a good thing or not.
Okay, well, I really don't believe that we would go back to a gold standard under any circumstances, truly. We're moving into a completely different monetary system on a global level. And so, no, I don't think that we're going to go back to a gold standard. We may have partial backing by gold or gold and silver or some other assets like that, tangibles. But mostly what I see right now is that in the transition period where the economic system is in upheaval, and we very well, if we had played that entire Felix Zaludis, whatever his name is, article or interview, what we would have heard there was that we're going to have a new financial system, but before we do that, we're going to have what we've talked about on the Oracle Unleashed, Mike Chambers and myself, the idea of repudiating the debt. What cannot be paid will not be paid, as Alfred Addis says. So we're going to come to a point where they're going to have to reset the clock. And so a lot of people are dumping their paper assets. You can see, following Christie's auction sales, that people are buying old sports cars, they're buying paintings, they're buying jewelry, you know, highly, exceedingly expensive stuff, heirloom material, antiques, artworks, and things like that. They're buying gold, they're buying silver, they're buying yachts, they're buying aircraft. They're putting their money into tangibles and getting it out of paper. And I think that's a sound thing, even for those of us who are of meager means, to likewise preserve a bit of our savings and our wealth by transferring it out of the Federal Reserve notes, out of dollar-denominated assets, and into something that actually has value going forward. And so if they repudiate the debt, or if they revalue the international monetary unit, whether it be drawing rights or whatever, you're going to want to not be caught in that crossfire. And the idea of restricting the gold, now for the people that are always right there in the trough paying taxes, it's not such a horrible deal. It'll still be a deal. The 1099 filing on gold in that respect isn't going to be earth-changing. But for the 50-some million people in the United States of America who stepped away from the Internal Revenue Service and that scam, that's going to be a problem, because if you have to file a 1099, and if every time you buy or sell gold a notice goes to the IRS that you've done that, that's going to create a lot of mayhem. But if it were just gold and silver, from a limited standpoint, we'd say that was really bad. But those 1099s, it's going to be across the board. This is a real big problem. And can we repeal it? We must repeal it. And we'll start on that right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can find finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, July the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we kick off the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, always with plenty of news. We've got that today, hard facts as well, and where we can and when we can, we work in solutions too. And certainly your calls are welcome throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. And always enjoy hearing from Ed from Louisiana, always salient points and good research, good information from him. Let's go to another one of our favorite callers and go live, if I can catch that little thing as it moves, to Jeff in Canada. Good morning.
Good morning, Will. I wanted to ask you, this whole gold thing, don't you think this was really started off by the initial first speculation and then announcement by the International Monetary Fund to begin selling gold about a year ago?
No, I don't think it started on that. I mean, we went into a bear cycle. We were down at the bottom around $245 or $250 an ounce back in the late 90s, I believe, was the bottom of that trough. I don't have all of the figures. Like, I'm not a sports fan. I don't know all of the dates and all the players. But I do know that that was a time that gold became very interesting to me, attractive to me, because all of the gold brokers at the time were saying that we were at a bottom. Now, as far as where things might have started, obviously, I think we go back and look at Richard Nixon taking us off the gold standard. And we can go all the way back to 1933 with Franklin Delano Roosevelt basically stealing the gold away from the people of this country. And, the only thing they left us with was silver for a while. But without having gold or silver in the matrix, it opens the door to this specious fiat dollar system, the print your way out of debt idea. And so there's nothing there other than a ticking time bomb. If we look at what Ed was saying, you know, do we go back to a gold standard? I don't think we can, and I think that's why we went off it initially. We're in a global marketplace. Has there been changes in the gold market? Absolutely. For years, these past years, these last 10 years that I've been following it specifically, India's wedding cycle, the season of gift exchange and things like that, all the baubles and the beads and the wedding presents and the dowries were really impacting the market. But ever since GOL and GLD and SLV and all of the gold and silver exchange traded funds started to come on, and as more and more people were looking at their savings and their pensions being destroyed, destroyed by the fiat money, more and more people have been getting into what they call the safe haven of precious metals simply to protect the value of whatever they have in holdings. I mean, you can go to real estate, you can go to gold. There's many ways that we could capitalize debt. There's the water, which is a huge one, oil, of course, natural resources, anything that could be mined, those sort of things. But as far as the gold standard is concerned, I don't think there's any one particular point that I can point to and say this is it or that was it.
Okay, fair enough. And I guess the follow-up question to that will then would be if the paper market and the electronic market can be manipulated and can be controlled by a very select few scumbags, can the gold market be controlled as nefariously or as covertly as the paper electronic market could be?
And as easily, and that's one of the reasons why I pointed out every single morning when I give you the London Gold Fix. This morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price of gold. They fixed the gold price at $1,191.25. They worked the silver market the same way. The COMEX is rigged the same. So Gata and some of the other people have been really putting a lot of pressure on them to get out. J.P. Morgan, get out of the market. We'll be right back. Stay there, Jeff. We'll pick it up on the other side of this break.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on our Wednesday, July the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour of today's broadcast, joined as we are in this hour by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. And thank you for bringing this broadcast to your local listening audiences. And certainly with our call online with Jeff from Canada, your calls are certainly welcome, folks, throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. You know, Jeff, we also... let's keep in mind that when we talk about gold or silver, these are very difficult. It requires work to get this stuff out of the ground, to bring these metals to market. The same thing, you know, they tried it with Aramco. They tried it with going into a petrodollar. But, of course, as the people have discovered, petroleum products, especially crude oil, is a biotic in nature. It's continuously replenishing. I believe it's a genuine product, a byproduct of the planet Earth. And so it's not quite the same as gold or silver. There's gold, there's plenty of it, but getting it out, extracting it out of the quartz in the Rocky Mountains and the Canadian Rockies is exceedingly difficult. But someday, technology will permit us to do that. Just as technology today is allowing us to recover gold and silver that before this time was completely unheard of. But because of the amount of energy, it goes back to the Adam Smith Wealth of Nations, land, labor, and capital, the value of gold and silver and even crude oil and other sources of wealth and natural resources, these sorts of things are going to continue to hold their ground. Whereas with the Federal Reserve notes, the fractional reserve banking systems, the fiat monetary systems, you know, and there's another element in this, too, and I'll just throw it in as well. It's on my mind, and that is foreign exchange, foreign trade. It would be exceedingly difficult for you or I, Jeff, to let's say we had a really clever little widget and we wanted to market it on a global level. Unless we got the blessings of the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, unless we got blessings from the Council on Foreign Relations and Al Gore and everybody else, we would probably not be able to distribute it much further than in our own state. Once you get involved with interstate commerce, you trigger all of the fiscal and the monetary policy, all the rules, regulations, the jackboot on your throat, all of these very exorbitant benefits programs for your employees, your carbon credits, all of that. They are controlling the whole market is rigged. The whole thing is like a casino. And neither you nor I, you know, have the magic magnet under the roulette wheel to actually stop it on our color. But that's where we're going.
It's a shame. It's a shame. Conrad Black was freed on bond, I guess, this morning. And I wanted to get your comments on that.
Well, tell the audience a little bit about who Conrad Black is.
Conrad Black is an ex-Canadian who was knighted by the Queen. He is a person that he's a media baron, I guess, if you want to use that term. Baron, he's a robber. He was released on a $2 million bond. He was put in jail for frauding the company and his top cronies and his shareholders. They robbed the company of several $1 million in quite a nice little scheme, and he was caught red-handed coming out of his own office with a box of records as he attempted to foilate the crime scene, and he's getting out. So the billionaire pedophile goes free.
Well, this is the sort of stuff that I'm going to report on in just a moment when we go into Michael Bloomberg. You know, I go to his website and bring out the material every single day, Jeff. But this is systemic. I don't know whether you've ever read Leo Strauss. I have an excellent little book that was written by Shadia Drury that exposes who Leo Strauss is, the neocon. But in that book, it's the city of speech and the city of crime and the noble lie. That's the age we live in, the noble lie. Tell a lie that's big enough and often enough, and the people will believe you. Best practices, the city of speech. In other words, we're not going to tell the people of the world that they no longer have national sovereignty, even though your PM just made that announcement the other day after the G20 meeting. But, you know, we don't want to tell people that we're living in cities that are cities in speech alone, and we also don't want to let the people people know that this is a city of crime. In other words, it's all the crime bosses, all the mafia dons. They're rising to the top where in the past we would skim them off like dross and throw them away, cast them away, lock them away, or hang them in a public square. Today, they're national figures and heroes.
We're rounding up the quote-unquote drug dealers right now in South America. And I don't know what the heck's going on in Costa Rica. You know, they managed to collect one of the biggest drug dealers in Jamaica at the loss of some 100-some-odd Jamaican lives recently. So there seems to be this redistribution of the booty. I'm trying to find a more appropriate word. I apologize. And wondering if this is just a reflection of just that, that the New World Order is getting more and more desperate to collect its wealth or to consolidate its wealth, and they're shaking just about everybody's tree down. You know, Black still got a lot of coin in his pocket. Don't feel bad for him. He's going to come out of this smiling like a little thief, but I just wanted to mention that, and I just thought that this is part of a bigger agenda that it seems to be a play to get people to send in all their old gold, their useless gold sitting around in their jewelry boxes. Send it in an envelope, and we'll pay you money for it. It just seems to me that this is a more overt attempt to go after the American people's gold and perhaps even suck them into the gold market and then pull the market from underneath their feet and say, ha, 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 we were just fooling with you. I don't know, Will.
Well, certainly junk gold, you know, junk gold always has a value. You can sell your junk gold, your broken jewelry and things like that. And it is gold. It trades at a gold price. And I've got formulas for how you go about figuring that out. It's all by weight and by carat. But, you know, the idea of getting people to part with their gold and their silver is the wrong message, I think, at this time. Although you could part with your junk jewelry and then convert it back in. You know, you don't have to keep it in Federal Reserve notes as long as you get the right price for it. But to get bilked out of it, that's another story. But right now, at this time, Jeff, I think the very best strategy that we, the people, the Lilliputians, could advance is to get as much gold and silver out of the market and into private hands as we possibly can to beggar the elite at the top who are going to be desperate for gold and silver going forward. So these are things that the small guy can do. Even just taking 100 ounces of silver and putting it in a shoebox someplace helps it towards that effort. But, hey, great call, great comments, and we'll proceed along. You bet. Bye for now. Okay, Jeff from Canada, there he goes. Really, Snake Man Jeff, if you all haven't chatted with him, he's always great in the chat room. He's in the chat room right now at BecomeVocalLocal.com and so many others as well. We've got a lot of loyal listeners this broadcast, and it's a great uplift to me now that I do finally have a chat room to see those that come back day after day after day. Great article here, another one that I want to bring to your attention, World Future Council. This is an interesting bit of research that Vicki Davis has shared with me, and we'll share it with you right after this. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers for my good friends at GadstonTees.com. the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so certainly by now, after all these months and months of broadcasting, you're very well aware of sustainable development. And if you're not, you can go back in the archives at becomevocallocal.com or at oraclebroadcasting.com and get the archives that go back well over a year for this broadcast and learn something about Agenda 21, smart growth, sustainable development, new urbanism, and all of that rot as we move further and further into the globalist future. But Future Policy and FuturePolicy.org is at the heart of the WorldFutureCouncil.org. I'm on their website this morning. This link sent to me by Vicki Davis. We have to get her back up on the air one of these mornings. But this is the voice of future generations, Jacob von Juxkel, founder of the World Future Council and the Right Livelihood Award, expresses his thoughts and visionary ideas for the rights of future generations and the goals of the World Future Council pursues for them. Of course, if you've been listening at all to Michael Vail on his Vantage Point broadcast and Doug Owen and Lee Rogers, but especially Michael Vail and Doug Owen, you know, they've been on this expose of the futurists for some time. And they've brought some of the best and the worst, if you want to say so, to you for your understanding, for your edification, not in an attack journalism style, but as an open forum so that you can hear right out of their mouths the things that they have in mind. But appeals for nuclear disarmament on July the 16th, 1945, the first atom bomb exploded at the Trinity test site in New Mexico desert. If you've never looked into that, look into that. Trinity, at the Trinity test site in New Mexico. Less than a month later, atomic bombs would be dropped. This article says, I don't believe they were dropped. I believe it was an on-ground explosion on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killing more than 250,000 people. They call it the fat boy and his little brother. A week before the 10-year commemoration of the Trinity test on July the 9th of 1955, Albert Einstein and Bertrand Russell published the Russell-Einstein Manifesto in London, in which they urged world leaders to abolish nuclear weapons and make an end to war, to draw attention to the global responsibility of scientists and engineers. the World Future Council and the International Network of Engineers and Scientists for Global Responsibility have compiled an overview of the relevant appeals made by scientific networks throughout the nuclear age, and you can download it here, www.worldfuturecouncil.org. We're going to go to that discussion in a moment. Pick up a little bit of Bertrand Russell and Albert Einstein in a moment. Future Policy Award, the WFC has selected biodiversity as the topic for this year's Future Policy Award to mark the 2010 International Year of Biodiversity. The aim of the award is to raise global awareness for these exemplary policies and speed up policy action towards just, sustainable, and peaceful solutions. Be very careful, a little bit of leaveneth the whole lump, and there's no doubt about that. On this website, you'll also find books that you can get about renewable worlds and 100% renewable and beyond for cities, and their fourth annual general meeting, the My Sustainable World International Solar Cities World Congress, Inspiration for Living Change, Safeguarding Opportunities for Youth, Construction, Reality, and so very bloody much more. Very interesting stuff, to say the least. I was going to jump right over here. Let's get to it. Relevant appeals against war and for nuclear disarmaments from the scientific networks, 1945 to 2010. This published by the International Network of Engineers and Scientists for Global Responsibility. Here's the introduction. I'll just read a bit of it from it. Scientists and engineers play an essential role in the development and maintenance of nuclear weapons. Indeed, as has often been observed, politicians will always need them to satisfy their nuclear ambitions. This indispensability implies a heavy burden of responsibility to society. Aware of this, many scientists and engineers have become staunch advocates of the ethical and peaceful use of science and technology. Wise use, not no use, but wise use. That's my sidebar thrown in there. Throughout the nuclear age, they have repeatedly and unequivocally promoted nuclear disarmament and spoken out against war. In this paper, the most significant appeals are collected, although the ending of the Cold War shifted the backdrop against which these appeals have been made. Their message has been consistent. The Einstein-Russell Manifesto sums it up best, quote, "We appeal as human beings to human beings. Remember your humanity and forget the rest." Very important information. Here's some of the table of contents. Russell Einstein Manifesto from 1955. The letter from Bertrand Russell to Joseph Rotblat in 1954. The first Pugwash Conference in 57. And so on and so on. The Vienna Declaration, Hiroshima Appeal, and so on and so forth. A very interesting document here. A bit from the Russell Einstein Manifesto, 1955. Where it reads, "In the tragic situation which confronts humanity, we feel that scientists should assemble in conference to appraise the perils that have arisen as a result of the development of weapons of mass destruction and to discuss a resolution in the spirit of the appended draft." I'm going to jump in right there and draw to your attention the discussions that we've had many times in the past. You can find them in the archives of this symposium. On man's role in changing the face of the earth, held the same year this manifesto was released. We have known for a very long time of man's impact on this planet. The whole idea behind sustainable development, unfortunately, is sustaining environmental and developmental concerns. In other words, sustaining British Petroleum. It's a concern. Sustaining Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, Boots and Coots, Exxon, Mobil, Anadarko, GE, Raytheon, and all the rest. Now back to this manifesto. "We are speaking on this occasion not as members of this or that nation, continent, or creed." And that is very important, because as we move into this transnational worldview, where the nations are no longer housed in any one country, no longer peopled by any one people, no longer speaking one language, having one tongue, one tribe, one creed, as we move further into this transnational, corporate, global governance scheme, all nations, all boundaries, all borders become, in their minds, irrelevant. We are speaking on this occasion not as members of this or that nation, continent, or creed, but as human beings, members of the species of capital M, man, whose continued existence is in doubt. The world is full of conflicts, and overshadowing all minor conflicts, the titanic struggle between communism and anti-communism. Of course, for media entertainment there, for your, this is your Edward Bernays school of dialectic, communism and anti-communism. I won't go into that. Almost everybody who is politically conscious has strong feelings about one or more of these issues, but we want you, if you can, to set aside such feelings and consider yourselves only as members of a biological species which has had a remarkable history and whose disappearance none of us can desire. We shall try to say no single word which could appeal to one group rather than to another. All equally are in peril, and if the peril is understood, there is hope that they may collectively avert it. We have to learn to think in a new way. We have to learn to ask ourselves not what steps can be taken to give military victory to whatever group we prefer, for there no longer are such steps. The question we have to ask ourselves is what steps can be taken to prevent a military contest of which the use must be disastrous to all parties. We'll be back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as Alan Watt often says on his broadcast, there are reasons and there are real reasons. And so we strive here to find the real reasons, the story behind the story, as is often said. And so continuing directly from the document, the Russell Einstein Manifesto, it goes and reads this way. It says, we have to learn to think in a new way. We have to learn to ask ourselves not what steps can be taken to give military victory to whatever group we prefer, for there no longer are such steps. The question we have to ask ourselves is what steps can be taken to prevent a military conquest or contest of which the issues must be disastrous to all parties. The general public and even many men in positions of authority have not realized what would be involved in a war with nuclear bombs. The general public still thinks in terms of the obliteration of cities. It is understood that the new bombs are more powerful than the old, and that while one A-bomb could obliterate Hiroshima and one H-bomb could obliterate the largest cities, such as London, New York, and Moscow, no doubt in an H-bomb war, great cities would be obliterated. But this is one of the minor disasters that would have to be faced. If everybody in London, New York, and Moscow were exterminated, the world might, in a course of a few centuries, recover from the blow. But we know now, especially since the Bikini test, if you didn't see that Bikini Island test, check it out, that nuclear bombs can generally spread destruction over a very much wider area than had been supposed. It is stated on very good authority that a bomb can now be manufactured which will be 2,500 times as powerful as that which destroyed Hiroshima. Such a bomb, if exploded near the ground or underwater, sends radioactive particles into the upper air. They sink gradually and reach the surface of the earth in the form of a deadly dust or rain. It was this dust which infected the Japanese fishermen and their catch of fish. No one knows how widely such lethal radioactive particles might be diffused, but the best authorities are unanimous in saying that a war with H-bombs might possibly put an end to the human race. It is feared that if many H-bombs are used, there will be universal death, sudden only for a minority, but for the majority, a slow torture of disease and disintegration. And it continues, and it continues, and it continues. But I'm just letting you know, this is from 1955. Nothing that's happening in the news today is happening by accident. The whole agitation with Iran over their nuclear program, these are not accidents. So much of what we see in the news, unfortunately, and so much as we see for foreign policy comes from this particular group. It's called the Council on Foreign Relations. Most of you know who the CFR are. I'm up on their website on Wikipedia. You might want to jump up on Wikipedia if you haven't visited the website and look at it one time. I'll just give you the opening. The Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, is an American nonprofit and nonpartisan organization dedicated to improving the understanding of U.S. foreign policy and international affairs. All right? At every turn, Barry the Usurper and the boys have been guided by the Council on Foreign Relations. Many of the people that serve in Barry's cabinet and in all of the various administrations and agencies, including the ones that are now being developed, are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, or their downline, to use an Amway terminology. But continuing, the CFR is a think tank, a membership organization, and a publisher founded in 1921 and headquartered at 58 East 68th Street in New York City. That's the Pratt House, by the way. With an additional office in Washington, D.C., how convenient. The Council on Foreign Relations is considered to be the nation's most influential, foreign policy think tank. It publishes a bi-monthly journal on foreign affairs. Of course, you can go over and look at the London School of Economics and all of the various and sundries in Tavistock and the Smith Institute and all of that and Brookings, and it gets to be a mess in a hurry. We'll stick right with the Council on Foreign Relations for a bit further here. It publishes its bi-monthly journal, Foreign Affairs. It has an extensive website at cfr.org, cfr.org, featuring links to its history, fellows, biography, biographical information, think tank, blah, 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 and so on. The David Rockefeller Studies Program, independent task force reports, and other reports. CFR booklets, expert interviews, meeting transcripts, audios, and videos. All right? And I don't know whether it's still possible today, but I do know that it has been possible in the past. For those that either live in the area or those that are interested as researchers, you can actually go into their libraries and sit there in the belly of the beast and read to your heart's content, I suppose. But I wanted to bring this out for this reason, primarily, just taking a look at this individual. I'm on his website every day. And we'll report about it. But here, some of the board of directors. The co-chairman of the board is Carla A. Hills. The co-chairman of the board is Robert Rubin. Robert Rubin. Vice chairman is Richard Solomon. President, Richard Haas. The board of directors includes Peter Ackerman, and I'm not going to read them all, Madeline Albright, just some that I can see here, Tom Brokaw, Kenneth Duberstein, Stephen Friedman, Maurice Greenberg, let's see if we can find some more. Henry Kravis, some of these names you might immediately recognize. Ronald Olson, Colin Powell, David Rubenstein, George Rupp, Anne-Marie Slaughter, and others. The corporate members here, they have a long list. Now, every name virtually that we've heard about in the BP spill, you can find either the parent corporation or the actual corporation listed. Just about every single article that I read to you each and every morning will have one or more of these Council on Foreign Relations corporate members featured in an article, not only to draw attention to the name, the brand name, but likely to help to build public opinion and cross currents of public opinion that will either drive up or drive down the stocks, depending on how the people that are holding those stocks want them to go. And notable current council members of the Council on Foreign Relations, of course, we find Mayor Michael R. Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City. Yesterday, we spoke a little bit about the Lord Mayor of the City of London. And so we look at the City of London, we look at the New York City, and we can look at Dubai as the golden triangle that has been developed of late, setting aside Moscow from our Bertrand Russell and Einstein discussion. Moscow figures into the mix, but they're not highly figured in the mix. They've just built the new Tower of Babel over there in the United Arab Emirates. And so we have this new golden triangle between Dubai, New York City, and London. But Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City, and really the owner of the website that I bring all the news to you from New York City, live from New York City on a daily basis. Here's the article on Wikipedia. Michael Rubens Bloomberg, born February the 14th of 1942, he's about 10 years older than I am, is the current mayor of the New York City and the eighth richest person in the United States with personal wealth of U.S. $18 billion in 2010. So this is the current article. He is the founder and 88% owner of Bloomberg LP, a financial news and information services and media company. A lifelong Democrat before seeking elective office, Bloomberg switched his registration in 2001 and ran for mayor as a Republican. Talk about a pinch hitter, a man of the hour. Winning that election that year and a second term in 2005, he was frequently mentioned as a possible independent candidate for the 2008 presidential election, and that's very possible in 2012 as well, and fueled that speculation when he left the Republican Party in June of 2007 to become an independent. There was also speculation he was run as vice presidential candidate. Bloomberg did not, however, seek the presidency, nor was he selected as a running mate by any of the presidential candidates. In the fall of 2008, Bloomberg successfully campaigned for an amendment to New York City's term limits law. It successfully campaigned for an amendment to the New York's term city limits law. Wonder if he would do that as president in order to allow him to run for a third term in 2009. And Bloomberg won the election of November the 3rd of 2009. Talk about feathering your own bed. But nevertheless, rather interesting, he will not receive compensation for his services as mayor. As wealthy as he is, he's not interested in that. He takes $1 a year as an honorarium, and that's commendable. But in philanthropy, he's got a whole bunch of stuff going on there. But there's more to that, than more to him than that. Harassment controversies, you'll find this on Wikipedia, Michael R. Bloomberg, harassment, all right? Bloomberg has on numerous occasions been accused of sexually harassing men and women under his employment, which he has denied. In 1997, a former Bloomberg LP employee who became pregnant while unemployed filed a lawsuit accusing Bloomberg of saying, "Kill it," and "Great," number 16, which may have been a reference to the number of pregnant women in the company. Well, that's the kind of a scumball this man is. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And stepping boldly into the last segment of today's 2-hour broadcast, we return once again to the Council on Foreign Relations website up on Wikipedia this morning, wikipedia.org, Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, is all you need to type in, you'll come right there. But, you know, many times in the past I've talked about this concept, that it's not so much one group or another group, although we can certainly look at the disproportionate number of American and world Jewry that are holding positions of power in every aspect, in the local governments, municipal governments, and state and federal governments in this country, but around the world. This whole movement that came in under this British Israel idea, that whole line of reasoning, the recent, you know, it's kind of an ongoing since the post-Vatican II universalist religion of the Vatican being advanced by the Black Pope and the Jesuits General and the Pope of Rome, the Holy Papa and the See, and so on and so forth. It's unmistakable when you start to see what we're dealing with. But again, you could run for president of the United States like the usurper did. Of course, it's a corporate office, so there's no problem there, right? It's not constitutional, but he usurps the office of the president of the United States while serving accurately in the presidency of the corporation. Anybody can be the president, a CEO. You know, they just change them like socks. But there's this brass ring of power up there, all right? It's this brass ring of power. And anyone on the planet that reaches for that brass ring of power will almost immediately feel someone else's hand on their wrist and another hand on their elbow in the old Masonic grip as they are assisted in their reach for that brass ring of power. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what race or what tongue or what tribe or what creed. If you are dedicated to power, if you're willing to sell your soul for power, you'll get your wishes, most likely. And so many have. But as the President of the United States of America, certainly, as a corporation, the more powerful office is and has been for a very long time, not the President, but the Secretary of State. And we see Madeleine Albright here. Some say Madeleine Halfbright, notable current council members. She was the 64th United States Secretary of State. Of course, we also see on here Hillary Rodham Clinton, the 67th United States Secretary of State. These are very important positions, but we also find Mr. Rubin in here. He was a chairman. Let's see if I can find him. Zbigniew Brzezinski is in here. Edgar Bronfman is in here, a member of the Bronfman dynasty, president of the World Jewish Congress. Colin Powell, of course, is in here. David Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller. Of course, you can find many, many more names. But let's go to this article sent to us by one of our listeners, where we find Netanyahu on Google this morning. Netanyahu says he will oppose a conversion bill. This is by Aaron Heller 2 days ago. Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced Sunday that he would oppose a conversion bill that has rekindled the age-old debate over who is a Jew and has provoked an angry response among liberal Jewish groups abroad whose support is critical to Israel. Without the support of the rest of the world Jewry and all of their influence wherever they might be, this illegitimate little box of rocks on the Mediterranean Sea, Club Med or Tel Aviv, however you want to look at it, this Disney World for all things Jewry, would not be able to continue. Why? Well, it was a socialist Zionist state in the beginning, and socialism, sadly enough, just as we found out earlier in the broadcast, much the same way as Keynesianism, needs to be sustained. It needs to be propped up. It needs to be shored up. You must rob from Peter to pay Paul in order to keep the charade of socialism moving forward. Well, last week, an Israeli parliamentary committee gave preliminary approval to a draft legislation that would give Orthodox rabbis in Israel more control over conversions. How do you become a Jew? How do you become a Jew? Well, basically, if your mother's a Jew, you're a Jew. If not, you're converting. You're converting over. You won't be considered a Jew. You won't be treated as a Jew for two generations, but you can wear the mantle, I guess you could say. The more liberal, reform, and conservative movements that represent the vast majority of Jews outside Israel contend the new legislation would be a dangerous blow to religious pluralism. The idea of opening the door, throwing it open. Anyone that wants to be a Jew, you'll be a Jew. All right? It'd be very handy. That could be very handy if you're holding a high-level cabinet position in the United States or an agency or in the military, and you start to come under fire, and because you have a dual citizenship Jewish passport, Israeli passport, you're able to whisk away and not be extradited out, and you can go spend time with family in Israel and weather the storm. This is what I call the conservation of human resources. Netanyahu told his cabinet on Sunday that he feared the bill would create a rift in the Jewish world, and that if he couldn't find a compromise solution, he would ask his coalition partners to vote against it. The bill would have to pass 3 votes in the Knesset, Israel's parliament, to become law. Under the current practice, Israel only partially recognizes conversions performed by non-Orthodox rabbis inside Israel, while those converted by non-Orthodox rabbis outside the country are automatically eligible for Israeli citizenship like other Jews. And why? Why? Because they absolutely need money. They need money. They need bodies. And they need money. You can't have a greater Israel. You can't have the eastward expansion. You can't have the unlimited expansion of Israel unless you have pioneers and settlers, communalists and kibbutzim. The proposed legislation would give Israel's chief rabbinate the legal authority over all matters of conversion in Israel. The group most likely to suffer from the change would be immigrants who converted to Judaism abroad and could now be denied Israeli citizenship. The bill touches a nerve in the reform and conservative movements. Though they are strong abroad, their presence is marginal in Israel, where Orthodox rabbis have a near monopoly over religious practice. Religious practice, yes, yes, Falcon. Give them a blood test. Let's find out how many of these Israelis, how many of these Jews are Ashkenazim. About 70% or more are Ashkenazim. They're they that call themselves Jews while they are not. But while staunch backers of Israel, liberal Jewish movements abroad look worriedly at the prospect of the country's Orthodox religious establishment further entrenching its control. They say passage of the bill would also be a blow to the legitimacy of non-Orthodox rabbis the world over. Rabbi David Saperstein, head of the Washington-based Religious Action Center of the Union of Reform Judaism, said the bill, if passed, would mark a crisis of the first order. Well, they're always experiencing crises of the first order, aren't they? Wringing their handkerchiefs, crying out in pain as they strike the world repeatedly in the face. Quote, it would be an enormous blow to the unity of the Jewish people and the principle of religious freedom in Israel. Ever tried to proselytize your Christian faith in Israel, my friend? Ever tried to enter into that country with a box of Bibles under your arm? Quote, the American Jewish community will remain strongly engaged in Israel, no doubt. But the message will be sent that the government of Israel does not accept our rabbis and our movements as legitimate, and it would make all our work much more difficult. You can imagine the trouble for Jinza and AIPAC and all of these wannabe Jews if Israel gets tough on conversion. Of the world's roughly 13 million Jews, now note this, half live in Israel, and most of the rest are concentrated in North America. Where did they go when they disappeared out of Eastern Europe and Germany and Poland and Austria? Where did they go? Onto boats to the United States, largely? Israeli religious authorities' skepticism about the legitimacy of overseas conversions has been cited as one of the main causes of a growing rift between Israel and world Jewry. Interesting, don't you think? A rift between Israel and world Jewry. What's happening right now in the Near East? Are we ramping up for a war, perhaps, with Iran? Has Iran gotten, or has Israel gotten the authority by the globalists to strike Iran? Could they become the butt of world anger? And how many people like the Bronfmans, etc., would like to separate themselves away? The Rockefellers, the Bronfmans, the Murdochs, the Redstones, the Rothschilds, the Newhouse. How many would like to separate themselves away? Would the Rothschilds like to sit this one out and observe the devastation in Iran and elsewhere from perhaps their high tower in Dubai? It's possible. It's possible. Well, so much on the browser today. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for being here. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.